Network. Well, for the next 20 minutes, Larry Pratt is our guest. We're looking at the confirmation hearings of Judge Sotomayor. And I have Reuters here from her testimony today. Sotomayor defends race comments at hearing. We'll cover this more tomorrow. And she said that she didn't mean her scores of comments about wise Latino women being better at making decisions than white men. Not just men, but white men particularly being the devil. Though her ancestors, I guess, were Spanish white men, but whatever. And it goes on to say the lady is expected to be confirmed. You know, as bad as that is, can you imagine if a white judge had said over and over again in speech after speech publicly and written books and letters and news articles, she's written op-ed pieces, saying white men, as a white man, I can make better decisions than a black woman or a black man or as a Hispanic woman. I mean, you wouldn't be confirmed to be dog catcher. But the eugenicists love playing all the races off against each other, and the white eugenicists love targeting their main target, whites, that aren't under their control, because they see them as rivals. This is all stated by the eugenicists. I'm going to cover it later. They got to deal with them. Got to put those white males on Ritalin and Prozac. So you got that, the fact that she's a Mechula Raza, for our race, everything, for those outside the race, nothing, is her motto. She's a board member of that. So she's basically part of the Hispanic Ku Klux Klan. I don't know. I don't like the Ku Klux Klan, and I don't like Mecha and La Raza either. But why are their Klan groups okay? So, I criticized Khalid Muhammad saying we kill the white women, we kill the white babies, we kill the white women because of the military manufacturing centers. Why is it okay when Khalid Sheikh Mohammed says kill whites, but if whites say kill blacks, it's all right to say kill the whitey? Obama picks anti-gun judge, and she wrote a book calling for the same thing as the attorney general did in the federal case last year in the D.C. gun ban, saying citizens have no right to any Second Amendment. It is only for the National Guard. So not only is she a very scary-looking woman, she's got that Janet Reno look going, so many of her rulings have been overthrown because she believes that if a black man makes a better score than a woman, that the woman should get the job, and that if a Hispanic gets a better score than a black person, they get the job, or if... I mean, the lowest totem pole is a white male. Then it's white females. Then it goes up a chain, but the lowest scum is whites. I don't know why this is allowed, but I guess that's part of the new freedom. Now, we're about to go to break, but I want to bring him up now for this segment and the next, and that's Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, the only true national pro-Second Amendment group. It looks like Sotomayor is going to get confirmed, or what are you hearing up there on the Hill?
As long as the Republicans don't care to fight, I don't see... very much likelihood, at least at the moment. I was reflecting on your comments, which I thought were excellent in introducing this segment. And she had her wise Latina remarks published, one of them anyway, published in the Berkeley School of Law Journal, edited by and published by La Raza, which, as you say, means the race, only the race, anything outside the race, toast. If a white man had said, as you were saying, something comparable, the other comparable thing would have been for him to have it published, had there ever been something as ludicrous, in the journal, in the law journal of the Ku Klux Klan. Because that's really what La Raza is. It's the Hispanic Klan. And they have a journal. The Kluxers never had one. So I guess it's inconceivable that a similar white racist remark would be published there.
Well, I mean, if a white professor wrote that white men were better, he would be kicked off.
He'd be an ex-professor.
Yeah, he would lose his tenure, but not... when a wise Latina does it. And, you know, I'm just so sick of all the racism pouring out
of that community. And then the scream bloody murder if anybody says, hey, don't say I should die, evil whitey.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting PatriotInternet.com. For about $2 per month, PatriotInternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. PatriotInternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, even though Michael Jackson's dad is saying that he thinks it's foul play, that story's starting to fade away, thank God. But now it's Sonia Sotomayor, and that's actually newsworthy because I've gotten the quotes from her book. I mean, this is a virulently anti-Second Amendment person. That's why we have Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org, joining us. But we were just, for stations that just joined us, talking about her saying wise Latinas were better than white males. And she said, oh, well, she didn't mean that literally, even though she published it in law journals and gave speeches over and over again. And even though she is... worked with La Raza and Mecha and other groups and has actually advised and worked in the inner corporate workings of La Raza, whose motto is, for those in the race, everything, for those outside the race, nothing. That's very Hitlerian, but people always call it reverse racism. Let me give you a little news tip. There's African tribes killing African tribes, Christians killing Muslims, Muslims killing Christians, animists killing Christians. There are Arab groups killing each other. There were Germanic groups killing each other. The Gauls killing the Visigoths. This stuff is ongoing. It's called tribalism. And this is a woman from a virulently anti-American, anti-white, gun-grabbing, just, I didn't know they stacked crap this high. And I'm sorry to have to talk like that, but I mean, I've been looking at her record. She is a, would be more at home in the Soviet Union. I would love to have a Hispanic Supreme Court person if she'd be pro-Second Amendment, pro-free market, pro-America. I could care less if she had purple skin. But this woman is just a classic, looks like a CPS judge. I've gone in and seen the CPS courts where they're grabbing the families and breaking up the families. She looks like a eugenics court judge. But I'm going to shut up and go to Larry Pratt. Larry, tell us what you know about her. You're up there covering this on the Hill. Get into more on her race activity and also her gun-grabbing activity.
Well, I indeed would like to comment a little bit more on her racism. Because she's a Latina, we're not supposed to really talk about these things. It supposedly makes us racist to observe and comment on the fact that she's a racist. Well, I want to say something about that because that has come up a number of times when we've been interviewing the media. And I point out, bring it on. I'll be happy to talk about that. My wife was born in Latin America. In fact, her cousin just got elected president of Panama. Her first language was Spanish. She came to this country legally. She became an American. She chose to become a citizen of the United States because she really likes this country. She loves America. Unlike Judge Sotomayor, who was born in the United States, but when she went off to the hothouse Ivy League schools that took her in as a self-admitted hot affirmative action baby, she was taught to hate this country. That's what all too often happens when before somebody leaves one of those schools. They come out hating the very country.
Pratt, that's my issue. I want to live in peace with everybody, but all the multiculturalists do is hype up division and constantly play it up. She says that if a white guy gets a better test score, he doesn't get the job. I mean, that is racism, and I'm sick of them replacing one inequality with a whole nother inequality. I mean, this is just out of control, and she wants my guns.
It was also sexism because the test was written, and you'll notice there was nothing in there about a physical component. Now, as much as I love my wife, and as really great a judge as she would make compared to this person, of course, that's not much of a compliment to anybody to compare them to Sonia Sotomayor. Would you want my wife hauling you out of a burning building or Arnold Schwarzenegger in his prime? Obviously, you want a guy that could pass the highest physical test, and those weren't even a factor because they'd already zeroed that part of the whole thing.
Yeah, let's be clear. Let's say you can bench press 300 pounds, squat 600. You can still blow your back out dragging 200-pound people out of buildings. And it's a proven fact. This just is not women's work. And we are different. We're a different species. That's why in every culture, it's the men that go off to war.
Yeah, well, at least
I'm a man. I can't produce a baby in my womb.
Exactly. So there are some fundamental differences. Sorry, that's not politically correct, but golly, that is the way God made us, and well, it's actually He that they don't like, and that's what we're really talking about. They don't like a law above government. They hate the idea that we have absolutes of right and wrong, and they certainly don't like a constitution. And, you know, she expressed herself so that whether you're a gun owner or whether you're concerned about property or any other issue, think about her view expressed here. She said, "The public expects the law to be static and predictable. The law, however, is uncertain and responds to changing circumstances." Well, she personifies the law. She thinks she is the law. She, in another speech at Duke a few years back, referred to herself as a policymaker. So when she talks about the public expecting the law to be static, yeah, that's so that if I buy a piece of property with the expectation I'm going to develop it, that I'm not going to have it taken away from me by the government the way she voted to allow happen in a very case that came before her.
Yeah, that's what's incredible. I mean, she would have been a good judge under Joe Stalin, and I don't just say
yes,
that. She's
yes.
got a horrible voting record, and she constantly speaks in speeches and in rulings that she's making legislation when that's 101 that judges don't legislate. She says she's going to be an activist. She says she wants our guns, and I wouldn't care if she had green polka dots on her. If she was pro-Second Amendment, I'd support her, but I don't like her because she wants my guns and is a parasite. But of course, I'm not allowed to because she's a godlike Latina and I'm only an evil, wicked white devil.
That seems to be the way the Republicans have decided to respond, which is basically there's a war going on that the Democrats have launched. They want to destroy this civilization. They hate this country, at least those that have been trained in these Ivy League institutions and influenced by them. And they're coming for everything that we have, both materially and spiritually. They want it all. They want to eliminate it.
Larry, we've always told people this because we know who these people are and we know the big banks control them and want to, you know, basically bankrupt us all. That's what, I mean, any old farmer will tell you, the local,
right,
local banker wants to take over. I mean, this is a monopoly game, and the big central banks kind of just turn loose these cockroach, parasite, you know, quote, liberals on us to kind of organize our society and shout us down. But when you talk about how they're coming for everything, we finally got the bill that passed the House, and it says no total federal zoning. They can throw you out of your house, no judge, jury. They can tell you what to do, what job to have, selectively enforce all industries, everything. I mean, if this is really happening, we're really falling like we're falling into the Soviet Union or something. I mean, is this not the fall of the Republic we're witnessing, Larry Pratt, if Obama's able to get his whole agenda through?
With that one proviso, that if that you just stuck in, absolutely, we are watching the beginning of the end. Meanwhile, while we are watching something so catastrophic take place and so really clearly articulated, we're coming for you, the Republicans are holed up in the country club having a game of tiddlywinks. This is really disgusting. And the other thing that is of equally alarming concern is that the NRA, while it has said that they have concerns about the judge, they have not said the one thing that would make senators pause to think, I might be held accountable. The NRA has the staff, not the members or even the board, which is pleading with the staff. Go figure that. The staff refuses to say, we will score this vote on her nomination, on her confirmation. If you vote for her, you just eliminated all the nice votes you may have cast on the Second Amendment.
And well, look, we saw that in Texas when the NRA, when they were trying to ban shooting clubs for kids and shut down gun shows, the NRA was in the Dallas Morning News attacking me, but we still beat the bill. So the issue here is they're clearly controlled opposition. Gun Owners of America is the only true gun group, and more NRA members are starting to discover this, Larry.
They have this philosophy, apparently, nothing ventured, nothing lost. It's sort of the opposite of the old American can-do notion about nothing ventured, nothing gained. Let's set it out ahead of time. Even if they come on board, I do think it's an uphill fight to stop her. That's given. I mean, they got 60
because
votes.
She's a godlike Latina, and dirty whites can't, you know, just need to lay down and die.
Well, and Caligula just got his horse elected to the Senate, a.k.a. Al Franken. So so we won't speak about which end of the horse got elected.
That's a good one, Larry.
But in any case, we're in this desperate struggle, and we're just kind of watching things happen. We've been urging people, please call the NRA. If you go to gunowners.org, you'll find an alert we put out on it. It has an 800 number you can call and tell them, hey, guys, there's a war. Get on the field. You've got weapons. You're equipped. Now, what if we lose? Which certainly we have to admit that right now that's certainly the more likely outcome. We have to establish, we have to draw the line now so that when these Jaspers run for reelection, we can say, we told you, now we're coming for you. Now it's your turn. That's what happened, if you remember, on the Panama Canal. It got given away anyway. The Senate neglected to listen to the people. For the next 2-3 elections, those guys kept getting defeated. People will act if they're reminded, and of course we plan on reminding them.
And for those that don't know, you have a detailed report at gunowners.org detailing, she's probably, would you agree, one of the worst anti-gun judges we've ever seen?
Yeah, and she's not even that well informed. Orrin Hatch, of all people, maybe he's begun to feel a little heat. I still don't expect him to vote right. He's a real Judas goat. But he drilled her pretty well this morning. And she said, well, you know, according to Heller in the footnote 23, and it turned out that she knew about footnote 23 that talked about there hasn't been an incorporation of the Second Amendment. She didn't know what the case was that was behind it. She's just not well informed.
Well, she just knows she wants our guns so she can be our new slave master.
That's all she needs to know.
That's it. She's the master. We're the slaves. We're evil whites, and we will pay. All right, Larry Pratt, thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Yeah, this racist is a monster. She needs to be defeated. We'll cover eugenics when we get back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
so-called left, the social engineers that run our society, are control freaks. They want to run your life. They don't care about what color you are. They want to control you. They want to dominate you. They want to manipulate you. They want divide and conquer. And that's exactly what's happening now with eugenics. When you see multiculturalism, Sonia Sotomayor, and her white devil comments, and her I want your gun comments, it's all just meant to get us fighting with each other in the final equation. You never see Meche and La Raza, funded by the Fortune 500, talking about how they have death mills set up in the Hispanic neighborhoods to abort the babies. See, it's all about the illusion of diversity and all about training women to think as women, men to think as men, Hispanics to think as Hispanics, white to speak to think as whites. In the name of multiculturalism, but to actually be obsessed with race and obsessed from where you are and where you came from. So the media, the establishment, can then play us all off against each other. And it's hard to not bite on it when you've got a racist who's a member of a Hispanic Ku Klux Klan, and that's acceptable in the media to be a member of the Hispanic Ku Klux Klan. It's just not acceptable if you're part of the white Ku Klux Klan. And I've just frankly had enough of it. You know what? Even if I'm working on a film, even if I've got all this other stuff going on, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through my articles and my files, and I'm going to do the first hour of the show tomorrow on eugenics. What's funny, Hartman? That was a what?
Sorry, man. I was just completing your sentences over here.
Okay. They're in there entertaining themselves. You know, at a certain point, I'm not the smartest person in the world. And I've got this figured out. I've got it all figured out. And I just don't get how all these other smart people, they can amass wealth, big houses, fancy cars, huge bank accounts. They can't figure it out. I talk to top scientists. I talk to lawyers. I talk to wealthy people. And I can convince them with the facts and the evidence, and I do, but they are never aware of what's going on. But then when you run into one of these globalists, one of these minions, one of these scientist technocrats, or one of these psychologists or psychiatrists, they know all about it. They go, well, we've got to get rid of the people. Oh, well, you just don't have the intellect to grasp that we've made the hard decisions that need to be made to cull humanity. And you'll notice, Mr. Jones, that you warn the public and they don't want you to help them. That's because they're genetically inferior and need to die. And so I guess in the final equation, it's a question of, do you want to survive? Do you want to live? Do you like them poisoning your food and water? Do you like the CPS, family court, eugenics, racial hygiene brigades is what they are, running around grabbing your children and your family? Do you like all the government documents and announcements of how they're putting poisons in your water and sterilizing you and putting cancer viruses in your vaccines? I mean, is this something that's fun to you? So I'm going to do the last 30 minutes of the show on eugenics, and I'm going to come back tomorrow and I'm going to cover it again in different facets of it, because it's the only issue. It's all that matters. And then everything we see in government and social engineering and society feeds into that. So I'm going to try to summon the mental focus to really try to break this down simply and succinctly. And then I'm going to do program after program, broadcast after broadcast, detailing different subsectors of it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Finishing up that hour I did on eugenics earlier, I want to ask you, the listeners, the viewers, people seeing this for the first time, do you like having your destiny controlled? Do you like a scientific dictatorship of social engineers putting sterilants to sterilize you in the water, other chemicals that cause cancer, on record saying they're doing it to sterilize you and euthanize you and kill you in a collectivist socialist society, like the science fiction movie Logan's Run? When you hit 30, they send you up the carousel to be blasted into bits, and it's a spectacle to the rest of the slaves. Have you accepted this mindset? I would say at least half the public I talk to, especially know-it-all, stupid, buck-toothed white yuppies. So I guess Sotomayor's right in a way. everybody knows there's too many people, and we got to sterilize and get rid of the poor. I don't like paying for them in welfare. That welfare was done by the eugenicists to get the quote undesirables on government payroll so they could institutionalize their kids and sterilize their kids. That's what Planned Parenthood was set up for. A fact. But my question to you is, just overall, how do you think I should approach this? How do you think we should approach this? How do you think we should start an organization, write more articles, promote Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com? That isn't enough. Make films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I mean, what do I do knowing from United Nations Biological Diversity Assessments and Presidential Decision Directives and State Department Memorandum 200 and the textbook written by John P. Holdren, Obama's science czar, and one of Bush's top advisors co-wrote it, Paul Ehrlichman. I mean, this isn't just another story. Like, oh, Alex was on air talking about the pirates in the Mediterranean, or Alex was on the air talking about the rainforest, or Alex was on air talking about Sonia Sotomayor wanting our guns. I mean, there is a scientific dictatorship being set up. The Pentagon brags that it's a godlike, that's their quote, it's back in the news today. In fact, put that on screen, that godlike controlled piece from the Pentagon, with satellites and tracking and cell phone and surveillance and smart dust and RFID, tracking everywhere we go, everything we do. The Pentagon puts out public white papers saying we won't even need troops soon. We'll just need technicians to oversee the robotic factories that are going to build combat droids and remote control AI aircraft to take on the population. Everything's being taken out of our hands. We are going into a engineered society. And you can debate whether you want to be in an engineered global system, a global government, but we're not being asked if we want to be in that. And there's not a big public debate about it. And then when you look at who's running it, it's a bunch of control freaks who are into reducing the world's population numbers, and they admit in their own documents, for control and power and domination over society. And then meanwhile, we have this denial. Here's the story. Liberal website claims source of Holdren controversy is radical right wing. And they call us black helicopter kooks and say we made up the Holdren thing. There's no book. There's no document. None of it is real. I'll put it over here. They're basically saying none of it is real and we're just making all this up. And that gets into the whole other issue of what is this, mass mental illness? I mean, we've got all these UN documents, all these public statements, all the climate czars and the environmental cops in England and the U.S. saying we need to only have one child and the carbon footprint's too big, and saying that only essential travel is going to be allowed. I mean, a huge neo-feudal straitjacket is coming down on us, and when we source his book, we have scans of it and photos of it. And they just say it doesn't exist. We're liars. Kind of like if I put a clip up of Al Gore calling for world government run by environmentalists, which is what Obama's science czar says, to a global police force to carry out the sterilizations, to carry out the CPS taking everyone's children, to carry out the euthanasia. I mean, it's everywhere. And do these fools... I don't know what it is about kind of the Star Trek atheist type. I see them all over YouTube saying there's no New World Order, there's no eugenics plan, but then they'll add, oh, but eugenics is a good idea. You know, they get off on claiming like they're the priest or the witch doctors, that they know how the world works and they're going to decide. And I'm not even attacking atheists here. It's just always atheists I see promoting eugenics. They'll say it doesn't exist out of one side of the mouth, and then out of the other side say it's a good idea, though. And then you've got Ruth Bader Ginsburg running around saying the same thing. And I covered all these news articles in the New York Times and everywhere else. I got two of them right here where they're saying having a family isn't good. This article says having children makes you unhappy. Titled, "Does Having Children Make You Unhappy?" And then this other one I showed earlier says, "Get, you know, break up with your husband, don't be married." This is the system wanting you totally isolated, and where only the state is your family. And they write textbooks saying this. I mean, it's so diabolical that we've given the world over to these horrible people and let them run our lives. And we write all these articles saying it's bipartisan. Both Republican and Democrat leaders are eugenicists. And we write articles saying it's not partisan. And so then we get called right-wing people, and they link to our article that's against partisanship, trying to explain, instead of getting caught up like in a washing machine, going in circles, arguing about left and right, that all that is a false projection, a false reality, a false template to confuse the whole issue where people can't even discuss issues. I'm like, Sotomayor wants our guns. Here's her quotes. She doesn't believe in the Second Amendment. And you're like, oh, you don't like Mexicans or you don't like Puerto Ricans. I'm like, no, I don't care about that. She's a control freak, New World Order person. See, it's all about, well, it's a woman. Oh, well, Obama's black, so you can't, you know. I still get dozens of emails a day about the Obama deception saying you just don't like black people. When the whole film is black people speaking out against him saying, look, he's a puppet, he's a front man for the New World Order. So they have white supremacists come out and attack Obama. Now all blacks will support him no matter what he does. Just like they have the left, fully discredited, attacks Bush, so then right-wingers all support Bush no matter what, because it's groupthink. We're all in these little groups, and that's the great game. That's what these eugenicists are doing. That's how they're controlling us. That's how they're manipulating our society. And it's all socioeconomic. It's all sociology. It's all psychology. It's all anthropology. I've got a declassified public CIA document they admit is theirs about how to torture people, how to break their will, how to control societies, and it's exactly what they're doing through our media. I have a 2004 Army manual about how to stage terror attacks. They teach Army captains in black ops how to stage terror and blame it on people. I mean, this is standard procedure, and I can't get the public to admit that's going on. But when you realize they've done thousands and thousands of chemical, biological, and radiological tests inside the United States against the American people, against troops, against minorities, against women, against foster children. They've killed U.S. citizens thousands of times. They've killed troops on record. Again, the film Endgame documents it. The free bibliography at whatistheendgame.com has everything in the film there posted as government links and documents. Go look at it for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Verify this for yourself. And then ask yourself, do you like the government putting chemicals in the water that sterilize you, greatly reduce your fertility? They've got to do it incrementally. They're testing it right now. They admit they are. Do you like the sperm count dropping by almost 90%, 87% in Europe and the United States? Do you like the fact that in water supplies that aren't even connected to sewer runoff, they're finding high levels of Prozac-type drugs and birth control? It's being added. Do you like the fact that White House technology czar, science czar, is calling for this? Folks, they're already doing it, just like they were already chemtrailing us. And then the exact recipe, the exact cocktail we documented that's been sprayed on us, that's being sprayed, they now admit, oh, yeah, we're doing the global spraying. That was all just testing. See, exactly what we said they were putting in the water from the test that had been done by universities and even mainstream news, but they never say why it's there. They just say, isn't this funny? Shouldn't be there, but it is. Exactly what we said they're doing, they're now proposing. The Japanese government's proposing putting drugs in the water to, quote, calm the public and to put sterilants in the water. This is already going on. When they started proposing a national ID card 5 years ago, they'd already signed a treaty 4 years before in 2000 creating a world ID card. When they tried to pass a law to allow warrantless wiretapping, they'd already been doing it for decades. See, when they roll something out, that means it's already system-wide. They are sterilizing you and poisoning you. Sodium fluoride alone, of over 200 chemicals they add to the water, sodium fluoride alone massively increases bone cancers, especially in the young. It attacks every organ, massively increases diabetes and a overworking and burning out of the pancreas that produces insulin. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a fact. Now, you may like your feet rotting off and your toes getting chopped off and your legs getting chopped off. You may like your kids dying of brain cancer at 5 and the news saying it's completely normal and having benefits. You may think it's normal and fun to have them doing this to you, but it's sick. It's sick. Let me go over some of the notes I've written. Stuff like Michael Jackson and the rest of this isn't just a distraction. It's about them setting the agenda into petty issues. We have to set the issue in the debate and make it about eugenics and who the social architects and who the social engineers are. Who is setting up this government? Who controls these private central banks openly announcing world government? All of this is now happening. This textbook that he wrote for government policymakers that has now been implemented, Obama Science Czar, is the Bible of how we live our lives today. What we're under, what these planners are doing to us. And it's important to be aware of that. Just want to add that, again, this is bipartisan and that George Bush and the last few presidents before him all supported this. This puts us all in the same boat, police officer, fireman, school teacher. It's all government employees now against private citizens. Now the government's taking over what's left of private industry. In a vertically integrated fascist society, they want to bankrupt the economy to make you dependent on them. Their own documents, their own statements state this. They want us all dependent. They want us all off the land. They want to shut down the farms and ranches with the animal ID and premises ID to force you to eat GMO food designed to sterilize you. We've had geneticists and engineers on about that. They want you under their control so they can have their way with you. They want you sleeping mentally and psychologically. The metaphor is the vampire coming in the dark while you're asleep. If you wake up, they, with their television mind control, tell you lay down, stand down. It's not happening. Don't believe that. Choose your own reality. Perception's reality. There were WMDs. Fluoride's good for you. Lay down. Lay down. So we're all in the same boat. Police, military, it doesn't matter. Listen to me and go check out the claims I've made and the documents we've posted at whatistheendgame.com, endgamethemovie.com, infowars.com, prisonplanet.com. Go read our Population Control for Dummies article Paul Watson did. This is the most important thing in your life, folks, outside of getting yourselves right with God and starting to have confidence in yourselves again and starting to believe in yourselves again. I can't believe how unconfident the general public is. I can't believe how fearful people are. I can't believe how fearful you are just of what your neighbors say and do. You know, I got a lot of neighbors that like me and listen to the show, but I got some that literally, when they find out who I am, will not talk to me and run in their houses when they see me. Because they hear these shows and they are invested in the baloney system. They're invested in this false reality. They're invested in all this crap. We're dealing with a death cult. That's what the New World Order is. Look at Hitler. Look at Stalin. They were funded by the very same eugenicists, the same social engineers, the same collectivists. Every time they get in control, they try to forcibly reduce numbers. It's their spirit. It's their nature. You don't worry about death individually or worry about social death, what your neighbors think of you anymore, when you realize the big picture and that you've got the facts and somebody's got to warn the people and stand up against this. This information is so explosive, so incredible, so damning that if we'll just move the ball and expose what these eugenicists are doing, how they're in control, how they brag, how they've engineered society to carry out mass extermination, they will fall. Just like I kept telling you for years, audit the Fed. And now it's all over news, all over TV. There's a huge rebellion on. Everybody wants to know. And they're going to beat it this time, but not the next time or the time after that. It is a process. You have to continue to fight somebody to beat them. You don't normally knock somebody out the first time you pop them. And we got to learn how to fight. We got to get our butt kicked a few times before we learn how to fight. Then we can start fighting bigger fighters. It's the same thing politically. We've got to get confident. We've got to get focused. We've got to get off of the petty issues, even within the Patriot movement, the infighting and the, you know, it's like some kind of high school politics of a panopticon and a pantheon of different characters and who's the biggest and who's the best. And so I'm the most popular and so I'm the one that's always talked about and derided. And then all that does is actually make me that much bigger. But it's overall sick to the movement because we need everybody who's informed to move forward, to warn the public and to wake people up so they're aware of what's going on. This is life and death. This isn't a game. This is all coming to a head. In the final segment, I want to get into how I see them launching mass bio and chem attacks in the future and what their end game is. And then tomorrow in the first hour, we will revisit this amongst other important guests and information. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website we're streaming live on right now.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Magic Phone Guard, for only $29.95, you can fire your phone company, fire your lawyer, fire your government, fire all phone tappers, fire your nosy family extension eavesdroppers, fire your parents listening, fire your boss listening, fire your girlfriend listening, fire your wife listening, fire your boyfriend listening, fire your husband listening. Magic Phone Guard does it all. Order now for complete phone privacy. If the light is green, your phone line is clean. Magic Phone Guard's state-of-the-art circuitry monitors your phone lines 24 hours a day, keeping them private.
The CIA bought Phone Guard, and so should you.
Order now at www.magicphoneguard.com. That's www.magicphoneguard.com. Or call 1-800-234-5326. That's 1-800-234-5326. And order now for your phone security.
What's been happening is I've been ranting
Living on the road, my friend.
And like in that hour earlier I did on eugenics, I was taking all these articles and just putting them up on screen as I talked. I'm going to go into my eugenics files I have right out there and print off some other stories. In the first hour, I'm really going to walk through more of it and go through their mindset, their philosophy. I've just got to make a whole film just about eugenics. I mean, Endgame does that, but it also covers their geopolitical system, how they control it, who they are. Man, what's sick is 99.9% of us are being hurt by this. And a lot of people out there, because they feel like they're part of the system, are just, I don't care, I'm going to go ahead and go along with it. But what really worries me is how they're in the Washington Post saying they're going to forcibly inject all the kids in the U.S. first. England says they're going to inject their whole population. Mainstream news is saying you'll have to take a flu shot in the fall. It'll be the law. They've implemented the executive order. And I don't care what your executive order says. You can go jump in a lake for all I care. You can go fly a kite. That's a nice way of saying it. You can shove it where it's not too sunny. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not taking your crap. I know you're a bunch of murdering control freaks. And I've been around these people. I've seen their presentations. Oh, we never got to Holdren talking about weather engineering. We actually have the video now. Did you send that to Watson and Kurt? I'm going to get them to get it up on InfoWars and Prison Planet, or is it already up there? Oh, Aaron got it up? Well, since Aaron is here, let's just have him post it. He can post to InfoWars. Yeah, that'll be up in a few minutes at the end of the show. I want you to at least be able to see it if you're online. But because I've been showing AP articles and Wall Street Journal articles about it, why not just show Peanut Head himself say it? This is a guy who wants to kill you deader than a hammer, and he's doing a good job of it. Now he's going to spray some aluminum on you. Have you noticed the public's, like, pretty much retarded now, myself included? I mean, I'm, like, genius level because I can talk. Half the public is kind of like, oh, now. And, I mean, it's sad. And then since we're all going to be retarded now, they're trying to pass a law where you can't say the word retarded. See, I mean, we're going into tyranny here, folks. Look, I'm out of time. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 3. I love y'all. Black, white, Hispanic, purple, green. I don't care. As long as you love liberty, I love you. But if you hate my freedom, you're my enemy. And we're all in this boat together, and they got big plans for this flu shot, this triple jab, and we're in trouble. So in closing, I want to thank some of the sponsors of ColorBlue.com. Did you know that there could be drinking fresh, clean water made right from the air you breathe? No, this isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our sponsor, ColorBlue, ColorBlue.com, with the ColorBlue 28 machine will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use and will make up 7.5 gallons of water per day. The water, once generated, passes through a 7-stage filtered process, including reverse osmosis and carbon filtration techniques, ensuring that you know exactly what you are drinking. No chemicals, pollutants, or fluoride. We spend so much time talking about this on the show, folks. You need to go check it out at ColorBlue.com. Get your very own source of unlimited renewable drinking water for you and your family today by visiting them on the web at ColorBlue.com or 1-800-691-6043, 1-800-691-6043. And in closing, one final sponsor, HomeGain, HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Max, Little Orange Gorilla, can be linked through at InfoWars.com. On the banner, they got everything's free on the site. The free home sale maximizer is my favorite. Tells you what the most inexpensive repairs and upgrades are that'll give you the biggest sale increase. They got a bunch of other free estimate of your home's value, giving you internally what the market's really saying your house is worth. HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Max, the Little Orange Gorilla. Retransmission starts now with a jam-packed radio show today at InfoWars.com. See you back live tomorrow. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.